right. Amen. Will you pray with me here? Father God, thank you for the opportunity to be here again this morning. Thank you that you have brought so many to join together. And the reason that we are here, God, is to praise you and to bring you worship because, God, you deserve it. You deserve and you are worthy of our worship and honor this morning. And so we thank you that we can join together to do that. And so, God, preach your words onto our heart this morning. We love you, Father, and we pray this in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. All right, good morning again. This is actually a perfect morning for you guys to join us here, whether you're new, maybe you're just kind of, like I said, walking by, you see some church service going on, you thought you might step in, or whether you've been a part of Pepsi and you know what we're doing. We're in a new teaching series at our church, and it's called No Easy Answers. No Easy Answers, because here's the thing, like we... In this world, we are divided about just every issue that society can throw at us, right? Like, we all have our own ways that we think, and we're just divided over everything, whether it's issues of wealth and poverty, whether it's issues of beginning and end of life, right? Whether it's issues of immigration and refugees, whether it's human sexuality or politics. We're divided over about just about everything. But we believe that the church is called to wade into these issues. The church is called to wade into these issues in humbleness and in humility, seeking unity with the body of Christ, but desiring to submit to the truth of the gospel. And so this morning, in the remaining time that I have left, I am going to attempt to set a foundation for us to talk about all these issues by asking and by answering one of the most important fundamental questions that we could ever ask, and that is, what is truth? What is truth? You all want to know the truth, but guess what? You can't handle the truth. I'm just kidding. No, you can. You can and you will handle the truth. We're going to explain it here today, right? Because if we don't know what truth is, if we can't come to an agreement on what truth is, then I believe that every conversation we have over these issues, we're just going to talk circles around each other. We're just going to become frustrated, right? And so we must know truth, and I believe that we can know truth. And so first, I want to run an experiment here. Will, can you bring over these poster boards over here? I'm going to run an experiment. I saw this online. I don't know if it's going to work in this big of a stage, but we're going to try it out, all right? We're going to try this out, see if it's going to work, all right? All right, I want you guys... No, we're good. Yeah, you hold one. You handle it, all right? I want you guys to look at one of these poster boards, all right? We got Green Needle, and we got Brainstorm, all right? I want you... You might have seen this online, all right? I want you just to look and focus at one. I want you to say the word in your head. Don't look at the other one. Just look at one of them, all right? And I'm going to play a sound. Matt's going to play a sound over the speakers, and I want you to see what you can hear through the sound. But while you're listening to the sound, look at the word, all right? So go ahead and play the sound. All right, pause. Raise your hand if you heard the word brainstorm. All right, we got quite a few. Raise your hand if you heard the word green needle. Okay, all right, so how is that even possible? Because those are two completely opposite words, right? Like, they're not even close. Green needle, brainstorm, that's not even close. How many of you guys didn't hear anything? You're like, that was just random noise. It was weird, right? And so we've all heard something different, right? But it's the same sound. Here's the thing, I promise you, in the speakers, it's not some sort of like weird speaker trick. It is the same sound being repeated over and over, but some of you heard one thing, some of you heard the other thing. Now let's try something different. Now I want you to stare at the opposite word, all right? Stare and focus at the opposite word. We're going to play the sound again, and let's see what you hear. The opposite word. Here we go. Play the sound. All right, how many of you guys heard something different? Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Like, no, it's the same sound. He didn't change up the sound. It's the same sound. Thank you, Will. Oh my goodness, that's crazy. It's kind of like mind games, how we can have the same source of truth, of what is being played. I'll tell you what the truth was. The word actually is brainstorm, but the pitch that it's played at, some people hear it green needle, especially if you're focused on that word, right? And so here's why I bring this up. You're like, what are we doing here, right? As we discuss topics of truth today, let's do so with open minds and humility, realizing that our own minds are in our own brains, they can sometimes believe one thing very powerfully, like it could be your truth. Like you heard it, like you know it's true. But then maybe there's a chance that it could not be true, right? And so we need to know what the definition for truth is. I think Pastor Tony Evans gives a great definition of truth. He says that truth is an absolute standard by which reality is measured. Truth is an absolute standard by which reality is measured. And I think we can all agree upon that definition. I think like, yeah, that's good, right? But here's the thing. Answering the question, what is truth, in the year 2022 is not an easy task. It is not an easy task because truth has been under attack. And to be honest, it's been under attack. Truth has been under attack since the day that the world began, since the beginning of time. If you guys remember in the Bible, as you read through the Bible, the very first story is of Adam and Eve and God creating everything, right? Adam and Eve were literally in the presence of truth, in the presence of God at the creation of the world. God spoke truth into the cosmos of the reality, right? And what happened? Satan twisted that truth. And he convinced Adam and Eve to believe a lie, right? Satan said, did God really tell you not to eat from the fruit of the tree of the good knowledge of good and evil? Satan was like, did God really tell you that if you eat it, that you'll die? And Satan's like, no, that's not the truth. That's not the truth. The truth is that if you eat this fruit, you'll become like God. And so Adam and Eve, that sounded good to them. It made them feel good and it resonated with their worldview. And they turned from the truth and they went on their own way and they literally hid from God. They hid from the truth. And then again, 2,000 years later, Jesus, there's a story where Jesus, he stands before Pontius Pilate. He was being handed over by the Jewish leaders to this governor, or the governor of the Roman Empire, right? And he was being accused of a crime that he did not commit. And Pontius Pilate, he asked them a question, because Jesus is standing up there where the punishment of the crime that they're accusing him of is going to be death. And so Pontius Pilate, he asked him this question in John chapter 18. So Pilate entered his headquarters again and called Jesus and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own accord, or did others say it to you about me?" And Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you over to me. What have you done?" And Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting that I might not be delivered over to the Jews. But my kingdom is not from the world." And then Pilate said to him, "So you are a king?" And Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth." To bear witness to the truth. He says, "Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice." And Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" And after he said this, he went back outside and he left. Pilate asks him the question, "Are you a king?" And Jesus says, "My kingdom is not of this world. Like, I came into this world to bear witness to the truth, and whoever is of the truth listens to my voice." And what was Pilate's response? What is truth? Pilate turned to Jesus in his final hours before he was crucified, and he asked, "What is truth?" It was a rhetorical question. It was a cynical response to Jesus declaring he is truth. Pilate declares that truth is unknown. He says, "What is truth?" And then he turns around and he literally walks away from the truth. Almost as if he's not really interested in the truth. He's only interested in what's going to benefit him, what's going to fit into his worldview, into his reality, right? And so the truth has been under attack since day one. I was at the chiropractor this last week, and I hadn't been to the chiropractor in like over a year. I hadn't seen this guy in over a year. And so I'm standing there in the office, and I kid you not, the chiropractor walks in, and the very first words he says to me, he looks at me And the very first words he says to me, it was like, oh, looks like you gained a little weight this year. It's like, first off, ouch. Like, I'm still carrying a little pandemic weight here, so cut me a little slack, right? And secondly, like, that's rude, right? Like, I didn't come in here for a physical. I just want you to crack my back, bro. Like I don't need any of that. But here's the thing. I didn't think that I had gained any weight over this last year. Like, I mean, yeah, I haven't stepped on a scale since 1997, but, like, I was like, this guy's crazy. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And so I went home, and I asked my wife. And I said, hey, babe, do you think that I've gained some weight this last year? And she looked at me. And do you know what she said? She said, no, you haven't gained any weight. You look great. She says, you look just as good as you did all the way back in high school. You haven't gained any weight. You're in better shape now than you were then. Okay, I made up that last part, right? But she did say, she said, no, you didn't gain any weight. And why did she say that? Because she loves me, right? And so who do you think I believed? That's right. I believe my wife, right? And why did I believe her? Because it made me feel good. I liked her truth. Her truth now was my truth. It became my truth. It was good to me. It fit with my worldview, right? Her truth meant that I didn't have to change my lifestyle, right? Because after going to the chiropractor, I was like, great, I'm gonna have to start working out more. I'm gonna have to cut out going to Chick-fil-A 4 times a week or something, right? But like, I was gonna have to change. But what my wife told me, what I wanted to hear, that became my truth because it fit my reality. But we do this, don't we? Don't we all do this? We speak of our truth, right? Like, this is my truth and that is your truth, right? Well, here's the thing. Listen, like, I'm not trying to hurt anyone's feelings, but I say this because I love you, but there's no such thing as your truth and my truth. Like, that doesn't even make sense. Like, there's no such thing as your truth and my truth, our truth. No, no, no. There is the truth and only the truth. There is the truth, and here's the thing. There is the way you experience the truth. There is the way you experience the truth. And don't get me wrong, your experience is important. Your experience should be heard and it should be valued, but it is not necessarily the truth. Truth transcends your emotions. In other words, how you feel does not determine whether it is true. We filter truth through our own lens of how we view the world. We distort it in order to fit truth better into our own ideology. Like, everyone's got their own agenda. Everyone's got their own human perspective and their own bent towards the way that they see life. And it is developed in us, right? By our upbringing and by those that we let influence us and by our jobs and by our education and by politics and by our location and by our emotional structure. Outside influences shape who and how we are and what we think. And so we see truth through this lens, and God says that that's dangerous. That's a dangerous way to live, because there is truth and we can know truth, but truth only comes from the Creator himself. God says, I literally spoke this world into existence. John 14:6 says, Jesus says that I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus says that the only way that you can know truth, the only way that you will get to truth is through me, by me. Listen and look to me. There is no other way to eternal life but to know the truth. And Jesus says, I am the truth. And so we need to respond to the truth by understanding the source of truth, which also means that we as followers of God, believers in the truth, that we must never lie. It's one of the commandments. We must never lie. We must never spread false information. But here's the thing, and this is kind of my opinion, because I do believe that there are people who intentionally lie about big worldview issues, but I believe that most people, like a lot of us,
Like, I don't think we intentionally, at least about the big worldview or political or ideological issues, I don't think most people knowingly spread false information or misinformation. I think that people just filter the truth, or they hear their own truth through their own world views. Because we can all have access to the same information. We can all have access to the same facts, the same science, right? And it comes to a totally different conclusion. We can all come to a totally different conclusion about what to do with that, what it means, and how we should respond. Right? Green needle, brainstorm, right? Like, we all, there's the truth, and then there's how we view it. And so you say, well, does that mean that we can't know real, absolute truth? Absolutely not. We can. We can know truth, and we should seek absolute truth. I believe that there is a healthier way to do it. Truth is the absolute standard by which reality is measured. The absolute standard is Jesus, and reality is created by God. See, Adam and Eve, like I told you, right? They hid from God. They hid from the truth. Pontius Pilate, he turned his back on Jesus. Immediately, he leaves the presence of truth, and he goes outside. And the book of Matthew says that seeing the crowds and seeing that there was a riot about to form, and knowing that Caesar was going to be angry at him, Pontius Pilate, he takes this water basin and he washes his hands. He washes his hands, basically just symbolizing that, you know what? I know that Jesus is not guilty of a crime committed or that should be punishable by death, but I'm going to turn him over anyways. He washes his hands, symbolizing that he believes truth can't be known, and that truth is dead, and so whatever has to be done is okay as long as it benefits him. As long as it kind of agrees with his reality and his worldview. And so that is one way of handling the truth. But there's another way. I believe it is represented by another water basin. You see, the night before Pilate washed his hands in the water, Jesus, he gathered his disciples together for one final meal. And before the meal, Jesus grabs a bowl of water and a towel, and he kneels. He kneels before his disciples, and he begins washing the disciples' feet. I mean, picture this, the Son of God, the author and creator of all of life, the way, the truth, and the life, serving others in a way that is most humble. And he does this for two purposes. One, to teach the disciples a lesson in humility. He said, "Wash, or as I wash your feet, so you must wash others' feet." Friends, the key to understanding truth is living in humility. Understand that truth is not self-seeking. Truth is not what benefits you or resonates with your understanding of life. Truth is absolute, and truth does not exist to prove your point. Truth exists to bring glory to God. Truth exists to bring glory to God, which leads us to the second purpose. Jesus washes the feet of his disciples to remind them to remain in him. To remind them to abide in him. That apart from him, there is no truth. Because this is where Adam and Eve, this is where they failed, right? They hid from God. They turned their backs on the truth. And so did Pilate. He left the presence of truth to wash his hands. And actually, when Jesus was washing the disciples' feet, Peter was like, no, Jesus, you shouldn't wash my feet. And Jesus says, if I don't wash your feet, you'll have nothing to do with me. You'll have nothing to do with the truth. Jesus washes his disciples' feet to remind them that they have to sit in the presence of truth and listen to his voice and to understand his word and to submit to his authority and, yes, even allow the truth to serve you, to soak in the source of absolute truth. And so I'm going to invite the band back up here. But people of Parker, people of Pepsi, like, we have a choice to make. When we discuss matters of truth and we ask what is truth, and as we dive into issues where truth has been distorted on all sides, What water basin will you choose? Will you filter the truth through your own understanding, through your own lens, through your own political spectrum, or will you humbly submit to the source of truth and the creator of all truth and just sit in his presence and meditate on his word and listen to his voice? The choice is ours. And if you, those of you that are here this morning, if you don't know what it means to have a relationship with Christ, if you don't know what it means to be a Christian, it is just that. The good news of the gospel is that Jesus wants your heart. He wants you to hear his voice and listen to his truth and follow him. Father God, I thank you that we can know truth because we can know you. You sent your son into this world to redeem us, Father, to help us understand the truth. God, help us to understand now. In the year 2022, when we argue about everything, when we can't wrap our minds around your truth, God, and we try to filter it through our own lens, God, help us to just hear your voice and to hear your truth and to speak truth and to speak it in love. And so, Father God, we love you and we pray all this in your son Jesus' name. Amen.